Hello and welcome to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park for game 3 of 6 between the visiting San Jose Giants and your hometown Fresno Grizzlies. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in right here on stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'll bring you the play-by-play between the single-A affiliates of the San Francisco Giants and your Colorado Rockies. Thursday night baseball between two very good teams in the California League Northern Division. And the Giants right now, they come in with a record of 10-7. They are tied for first place with these Fresno Grizzlies at 10-7 in the California League Northern Division standings. The Modesto Nuts also at 10-7. So the three teams tied for first place in the California League Northern Division. One of these two teams could possibly be in first place all by themselves at the end of the night. The Grizzlies have taken 2 of 3 from the Giants to start this series. The Grizzlies winning the opener on Tuesday morning by a score of 5-1. It was a great start from the left-hander Caleb Franzen, and then a late insurance home run from E.J. Andrews Jr., the big factor in Game 1. The Grizzlies winning 5-1 in that one. And then last night, the Grizzlies held on to beat the Giants 3-1. Again, Blake Adams was unreal. 6 scoreless innings, bringing his streak to 12 scoreless innings. He allowed 3 hits and no walks while striking out 6. He has been pretty much unstoppable this year for Fresno. His start was great, and it was countered by a late home run from Ryan Ritter. The 4th-round draft pick by the Rockies had a 2-run home run in the 8th inning, giving the Grizzlies a 3-1 win. Ritter, a 12-game hit streak. He has 5 home runs, tops in the California League. So the Grizzlies winning 2 in a row, and they look to make it 3 tonight. The Grizzlies have won 5 straight home games. They've taken already 4 of 5 from the Giants to start the 2023 season. And the Grizzlies tonight go to the left-hander in Michael Prosecki, who comes in with a record of 1-0, a 2.25 ERA. The left-hander making his 3rd start in a Fresno uniform. And San Jose will counter with the right-hander number 15, Will Kempner, who comes in with a record of 0-2, a 4.50 ERA. Kempner has already been seen once by the Grizzlies this season. He actually picked up a no decision. So a great pitching matchup between Kempner and Prosecki. We have a great battle between the Giants and the Grizzlies. Tioga Thursday, Thursday Night Baseball here at Chuck Chancey Park. Well, prior to tonight's game, I sat down with the Grizzlies Director of Ticket Sales, Jesse Sanchez. And Jesse and I talked about this weekend's promotions, including Christian Fellowship Night on Saturday. We also have Halfway to Halloween tomorrow night. That will be a lot of fun. We also talked about Jesse's stops in pro sports before heading to Fresno, California and the Fresno Grizzlies. Our pregame guest is Jesse Sanchez, and after this commercial break, you'll hear that interview with Jesse. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Interview with Jesse Sanchez in 3, 2, 1. I bring in the Fresno Grizzlies Director of Ticket Sales, Jesse Sanchez. Thanks for joining me, man.
Stephen Rice, thank you for having me today.
Hey, you know what? I'm so happy you're here. We want to talk all about some promotions, but let the fans know a little bit about you. I know that this is not your first stop in sports. Is that correct?
That's very correct. I am on my 8th season, just celebrated my 8th home opener. I started out in hockey. I did double-A hockey back in Salt Lake City, Utah, ironically working for the Grizzlies. And then I left the Grizzlies to work in professional soccer for Real Salt Lake, for those soccer fans out there. And then I left that to go work for professional rugby. I was recruited over here to Fresno from professional rugby.
That's awesome. So you've been here now for 2nd season now. Can you tell us a little bit about your love for
Chancy Park, for the Grizzlies, but also for our fans as well.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up watching the Salt Lake Bees, so AAA baseball watched us play against the Grizzlies. Coming to Chancy Park, this ballpark is beautiful. It's amazing and immaculate. What we have to offer here is literally still... One of the things we hear is that we're single-A baseball, but we are still a triple-A experience and a triple-A baseball field. This ballpark is amazing and beautiful. One of a kind, I'd say.
You know, and one of the things that we have here, too, are the amazing promotions that are coming up. Can you tell me a little bit about what we have coming up? Friday, halfway to Halloween, is that correct?
That is correct. So kids 12 and under, if they dress up, they get in for free. We will be doing our community outreach night that night also. So tables will be on the concourse. They will have candy. Bring your costumes. Come get a tote bag. Get some candy. Have a good time. In case you're not one of the first 1,500 fans getting a tote bag from Chancy Park, you are going to want to bring a tote bag or a bag with you to get some candy and trick-or-treat.
That sounds like a lot of fun to me, and I know that's all sponsored by Chancy Golf Resort and Casino as well. We also have a special appearance from Tyler's Amazing Balancing Act. Amazing stuff, but the thing that I know that you're very passionate about is what we have on Saturday, and that is our big CFN night. Can you tell a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I've been working hard to make sure we have an awesome CFN night. For those who are new to that is our Christian Fellowship night, and we are going for a second year in a row doing a pregame concert. And this year, we switched it up a little bit. We're having a Christian rapper, come out. His name is Tadashi. For those who are new to trying to figure out who he is, you can spell it T-E-D-A-S-H-I-I, Tadashi. He's from Atlanta, Georgia. He'll be here on Saturday. He's going to rock the stage for us, perform pregame concert. The concert starts at 5 with doors at 4:30. So you can expect to see him take the stage at 5 o'clock. Your ticket to the game gets you into the concert. Your ticket to the concert gets you into the game. Come for the concert, stay for the game, have a good time.
I love that. You know what? And I'm a fan of seeing a concert and a game at the same time. You can't go wrong with that. Let's talk a little bit then on Sunday, too. Pro Wrestling Night? What? That sounds like so much fun.
Yeah, we have Pro Wrestling Night. And, I mean, I grew up watching wrestling, WCW, ECW. I don't even know what it is anymore. WWE, I think.
Yeah.
But we have a surprise guest that we've announced recently, Eric Bischoff. I mean, I was blown away when I saw this. Eric Bischoff will be doing a podcast on the plate for a special ticket. You can get that at FresnoGrizzlies.com. And tickets to CFN at FresnoGrizzlies.com and all of our other special events that we have on there. But yeah, Pro Wrestling Night and Sunday, we will have a game at 1 o'clock. So 105 pitch, it's going to be an awesome day. Come out and see a lot of fun wrestling promotions throughout the game, too.
You know, it's fun when you can mix and match all these amazing promotions, too. And I know that it's for all ages, too. You have a family as well, too. I know they enjoy all these events coming up. But another one I want to talk about is on May 12th, Star Wars Night. That's going to be a lot of fun. Let's talk about some Star Wars Night.
Star Wars Night, we have the awesome jerseys. That is sponsored by our good friends over at Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. The fireworks part of that will be sponsored by them. The Star Wars Night, we have limited tickets available. Steven Rice, we are seriously so close to sold out on this already. If you haven't gotten your tickets, I'm telling you, you need to get your tickets soon. The fireworks are amazing. We have so many Star Wars themes going throughout the night. We will have, like, literally licensed certified cosplayers here to take pictures with. And our jerseys. I've seen the jerseys. I can't even tell you about them, but they're so exciting.
So where can you buy? Now you said the tickets are limited. Where can you buy or how can they call?
FresnoGrizzlies.com or call our membership services team at 559-320-4487.
Anything else you have to add? We have a lot of great promotions later on this season.
I mean, we're going to keep cranking them out. This year is a year about how can we re-engage the fans. And we're doing the entertainment side of it. Every game we have new promotions. And then on the field with that, off the field, we have so many fun nights coming up. I mean, we have another Bark in the Park coming up. We have a Pajama Jam, Parker's Birthday, Princess and Pirates Night. And of course, at the end of the year, we'll have our Marvel Night. If you haven't seen any of these promotions, go on to FresnoGrizzlies.com and you can see our special events that we have. But on top of that, you can get any tickets to any of these events, especially as they come up, at our special events or special ticket offers on our website.
Jesse Sanchez said it here, folks. Come get your tickets now. A lot of amazing events. We're so glad you're a part of our team, and thanks for joining me on the pregame
Steven,
show.
Thank you for having me.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Oh man, dig those wheels.
Cool ride, right?
That cruiser is pure gold.
Right you are, Daddy-O. Chuck Chancey Gold. It's the $600,000 Cruisin' Camaro Giveaway.
Holy moly!
You can win a share of $46,000 every week. And on April 28th, the luckiest cat around will win a share of $47,600 or a new Camaro.
That is one classy chess.
Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in between the San Jose Giants and your Fresno Grizzlies. We're about a minute away or so, we'll go live on the field for a simulcast where we'll give you tonight's keys to the game, and then we'll give you the starting lineups, we'll have the national anthem and first pitch. Again, however you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app. My name is Steven Rice, and I can't wait to bring you the action between the visiting San Jose Giants and your hometown Fresno Grizzlies. All right, we're getting set for these keys to the game. Stay tuned. We're about 20 seconds away from that one. Our keys to the game, three good ones, so stay tuned right here, right now. Good evening, California. Key number one, the Grizzlies need to score first. Fresno is 7-0 when they score first this season. Key number two, the Grizzlies need to hit a home run. Fresno is 5-0 at home when they hit a home run here at Chuck Chancey Park. And key number three, the Grizzlies need to play clean defense. Give the Giants less opportunities by playing smarter on defense. Grab a beer. Have a great night, California. Go Grizzlies!
Oh, man. Dig those wheels.
Cool ride, right?
That cruiser is pure gold.
Right you are, Daddy-O. Chuck Chancey Gold. It's the $600,000 Cruisin' Camaro Giveaway.
Holy moly.
You can win a share of $46,000 every week. And on April 28th, the luckiest cat around will win a share of $47,600 or a new Camaro.
That is one classy chess.
Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Game 3 of 6 between the visiting San Jose Giants and your hometown Fresno Grizzlies. All right, you heard our keys to the game, a nice little simulcast that we had on our field here at Chuck Chancey Park. And now it's time for the starting lineups presented by Toyota. First, we'll start with the visiting San Jose Giants. The Giants come in with a record of 10-7. They are tied for first place in the California League Northern Division standings. The Grizzlies, or the Giants, are managed by Jeremiah Knuckstead. And here is their starting lineup. Leading off and playing center field, number 9, Carter Howell. Batting second, the shortstop, number 1, Diego Velasquez. Batting third, the catcher, number 6, Zach Morgan. Batting fourth, the third baseman, number 55, Andrew Cachel. Batting fifth, the designated hitter, number 16, Jose Ramos. Batting sixth, the second baseman, number 46, Thomas Gavello. Batting seventh, the right fielder, number 5, Tanner Otremba. Batting eighth, the first baseman, number 17, Garrett Frechette. And batting ninth, the left fielder, number 26, Edison Mora. And on the bump for the San Jose Giants is the right-hander, number 15, Will Kempner, who comes in with a record of 0-2, a 4.50 ERA. Will Koepner. So it goes Howell Velasquez Morgan, Cachel Ramos Gavello, Otremba Frechette, and Mora under manager Jeremiah Knuckstead for San Jose. And now it's time for the starting lineups for your Fresno Grizzlies under first-year manager Steve Solis. Tonight's lineups presented by Toyota. Leading off and playing shortstop, number 23, Andy Perez. Batting second, the left fielder, number 10, Jake Snyder. Batting third, the designated hitter, number 4, Ryan Ritter. Batting fourth, the catcher, number 3, Bryant Betancourt. Batting fifth, the center fielder, number 1, Jesus Bouguereau. Batting sixth, the first baseman, number 25, Cole Stillwell. Batting seventh, the right fielder, number 29, Robbie Martin. Batting eighth, the third baseman, number 5, Skyler Messenger. And batting ninth, the second baseman, number 2, Luis Mendez. And on the bump for your Fresno Grizzlies, the left-hander, number 21, Michael Prosecki. Prosecki comes in with a record of 1-0, a 2.25 ERA. So goes Perez, Snyder, Ritter, Betancourt, Bouguereau, Stillwell, Martin, Messenger, Mendez, and on the bump is Michael Prosecki. So that's Steve Solis' starting lineup for your Fresno Grizzlies as we get set for first pitch here at Chukchansey Park. A beautiful Thursday night for baseball. Game 3 of this 6-game series between California League foes, the Northern Division, back at it. The Giants at 10-7, the Grizzlies at 10-7, tied for first place, also with the Modesto Nuts in the California League Northern Division standings. 88 degrees outside, clear skies, a picture-perfect evening here at Chukchansey Park. 9 mile-per-hour winds out to right field. You see the flags blowing just a tad bit, the California flag and our U.S. flag out in right field as we get set for first pitch. All right, when we come back, we'll give you the umpires. We also have the national anthem, and we'll also have first pitch. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball right here on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights of the galaxy returns to Chukchansey Park on Friday, May 12th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, themed jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 12th for Star Wars Night, and may the Force be with you.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chukchansey Park as Don Julio and 21 Seats presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down on Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chukchansey Park ticket office.
Yeah! Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes DRD Pro and 5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Well, how about that for a national anthem to get us started for Thursday night baseball here in downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park for game 3 of 6 between the visiting San Jose Giants and your hometown Fresno Grizzlies. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app. My name is Stephen Rice. I'll bring you the play-by-play tonight as Michael Persecki takes the ball for the Fresno Grizzlies and the left-hander gets his warm-up pitches for tonight's action. Crowd slowly piling in, and we have a great and beautiful night for Grizzlies baseball. The Grizzlies look for their sixth straight home win and to take their third straight against the California Northern Division foe in the San Jose Giants. This one should be a doozy. Persecki will take on Hal Velasquez Morgan, Cachel Ramos Gavello, Otremba Frechette, and Mora. The left-hander in Michael Persecki. Our home plate umpire tonight is Spencer Kim, and over in the bases is Evan Anderson. Just up now here in the California League, Evan Anderson. The Grizzlies tonight, they are wearing their white pants. They have their black unis tonight with the gold lettering and the nice little gold numbers in the back. They have their black caps with the black brim and the gold grizzly bear on their black caps. For San Jose, they're back in their grays tonight with San Jose across the front of their gray jerseys, gray pants as well. They're wearing their black caps with the orange bill, the SJ, on their black cap. So good matchup tonight as William Kepner gets the ball for San Jose and Michael Persecki gets the ball for your Fresno Grizzlies. I want to give a quick thank you, by the way, to Jesse Sanchez, our director of ticket sales, for joining us on the pregame show. That was a really fun interview to be a part of. And now Michael Persecki, working from the full windup, will take on Carter Howell as we are getting ready for first pitch. All right, here we go. Michael Persecki from the full windup. Here comes the pitch from the left-hander, and that's a high chopper to Messenger at third. Messenger of the backhand over to first. It's offline, but Stillwell stays on the bag for the out. A tough and close play with the speedy Howell, and the first baseman Stillwell stays on the bag. A little bit of an errant throw from Messenger, but it's just online for the first out. 5-3 on the put out as we bring up the shortstop and Diego Velasquez. So one pitch, one out. First pitch tonight at 6:54 p.m. from our official score. 88 degrees, clear skies, and 9 miles per hour out to right field. As I'm seeing a quick argument from Jeremiah Knuckstead, the Giants manager, he's also the third base coach, talking to Evan Anderson, who made that call over at first. And I don't think Knuckstead's very happy with that initial call, and trying to see if they can get the leadoff guy against Michael Persecki. The Giants have only scored 2 runs in this series so far, 1 run in each matchup. So any time you can try to get a batter on is a big plus. As we'll bring up Diego Velasquez, the second batter here for San Jose. Velasquez, the shortstop tonight, played at second base the past 2 nights. Here's the pitch, and he fouls that one off in the count at 0-1. Velasquez batting 269, 1 home run, 10 RBIs, a 756 OPS. Here's the pitch, and it is a called strike on the inner part of the plate. It looked like a curveball from Persecki in the count at 0-2. As the 0-2 is swung on and missed, and Velasquez overpowered by the fastball from Persecki. 2 batters, and now the first strikeout for the left-hander, as here comes the catcher, Zach Morgan. As that play at first, he definitely held the bag, and we saw on the replay here, Cole Stillwell, good job from the first baseman. So Canucks are trying to fight for his players and does go for naught, as that is a called strike on their inner half of the plate. And the count at 0-1. Here's the next pitch, and it swung on and missed. A fastball past the bat of Morgan, and the count at 0-2. Zach Morgan, a product of Fresno State, 235 average, no home runs, 5 RBIs. Second time we've seen him in this series behind the dish. So count 0-2 here in the top of the first, no score. As the 0-2 is a fastball high, and the count now at 1-2. Persecki get up there at 94 on that fastball. Prosecki, a 1-0 record, 2.25 ERA, as that pitch is fouled off of the plate from Morgan. The count remains 1-2. Morgan rocking a little bit of a stash as well. Pant legs are up, showing some sock. Here comes the 1-2 from Morgan, or from Prosecki, and Morgan fly ball to right field. It's going to drift. This could go into no man's land. It's going to be a tough play. The slide, and it is caught! What a catch by Robbie Martin to end the inning. A 1-2-3 inning for Michael Prosecki. We head to the bottom of the first. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball right here on stream, guys. FreslerGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
$47,600 or a new Camaro.
That is one classy chess.
Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bomb the first. No score between the Giants and the Grizzlies as Will Kepner finishes up his warm-up pitches. He will face Andy Perez, Jake Snyder, Ryan Ritter, Brian Betancourt, Jesus Bugarin, Cole Stillwell, Robbie Martin, Skyler Messenger, and Luis Mendez. William Kempner on the bump for San Jose. 0-2 record, a 4.50 ERA for the right-hander. Kempner making his fourth start of the season. Second appearance against these Grizzlies. As here comes the 18-year-old Andy Perez to the box. Perez the shortstop tonight. He takes on Kepner, who will work from the stretch. Kepner comes set, and here comes the pitch to Perez here in the bottom of the first. And it's a sidearm pitch from Kepner, and that is foul, and the count at 0-1. So Kepner going sidearm on the first pitch, and Perez shoots it foul down the third baseline. Manager and the third base coach is Steve Solis. Over at first base is the bench coach, Cesar Galvez. There's the 0-1, and that ball is low. And the count at 1-1. Andy Perez batting .258, no home runs, 11 RBI, a .663 OPS. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled off. And the count at 1-2. Another sidearm delivery from Kepner. So the count now at 1-2. So Kepner looking in for the sign as Perez digs in. Here's the 1-2, and Perez fouls that pitch off to the left side, heads up over there, and the count will remain at 1-2. Perez had 2 RBI on Tuesday morning, last night 0-4. Third different infield position for Perez in this series as he swings over the top on a disgusting breaking ball from Kepner. One batter, one strikeout for the righty Kepner, and Perez down on strikes. As we'll bring up the left fielder, Jake Snyder. Snyder, his .400 batting average is tops in the California League. His 1.175 OPS is also leading the California League. No home runs, 6 RBIs, as that's a little chopper. It's going to go to the third baseman in Cachel. Over to Frechette at first, and that is the second out. 5-3 on the put out. As we'll bring up the DH in Ryan Ritter. Ryan Ritter, the DH tonight, he's probably been the hottest hitter in the Grizzlies lineup. A 12-game hit streak for Ritter. A California League best 5 home runs. And Ritter coming off the reigning California League Player of the Week after his series in Rancho Cucamonga. Here's the pitch to him, and that pitch is outside, the count at 1-0. Ritter, a two-run home run last night in the eighth inning, the difference maker. That ball landed on Fulton Street out in left center field here at Tchaikovsky Park. An absolute mammoth shot off the bat, as that is going to nail Ritter in the lower leg. It looked like it got the back of his leg, and so Ritter reaches, as he'll bring up the catcher now in Brian Betancourt. I don't think that was on purpose, but I think you'd rather give up a hit-by-pitch to Ritter than a home run. So now with two outs and a runner at first, here comes the catcher in Brian Betancourt. Betancourt batting 231, a 527 OPS, no home runs, four RBI. He had an RBI double last night as he will take a first pitch hack and he fouls it off towards the left side and out of play. The count of no balls and a strike. Ritter the runner at first, two outs here in the bottom of the first. No score between the Giants and the Grizzlies. Here comes the next pitch from Kepner. And it is swung on and missed, and Betancourt overpowered there from that fastball, and quickly Kepner ahead, no balls, two strikes. Bottom of the first here at Tchaikovsky Park. Here's the 0-2 from Kepner to Betancourt. Long pause as Ritter takes his lead, and the pitch is a little blooper. It's going to get out to left center, and it's going to be caught by the left fielder in Edison Mora. Man, both outfields came to play tonight. We have two Web Gem type plays as we head to the top of the second. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
Of the Galaxy returns to Tchaikovsky Park on Friday, May 12th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars Night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 12th for Star Wars Night, and may the Force be with you.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Tchaikovsky Park. Top of the second inning, no score between Fresno and San Jose. It's Tchaikovsky's $600,000 Cruisin' Camaro giveaway. Play and earn drawing tickets daily, drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $46,000 every week. Grand finale on April 28th. That's right, tomorrow, where one winner will drive away in a brand new Chevy Camaro. Only at Tchaikovsky Gold Resort and Casino. And here in the top of the second, we thank Tchaikovsky Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Andrew Cacho will lead off against Michael Prusecki, and the first pitch is outside. The count of one ball, no strikes to the third baseman and former Fresno State Bulldog. As it's a broken back ground ball to the second baseman, quickly flipping over as Mendez over to Stillwell. Two pitches, one out, and a broken bat for Cachel. 4-3 on the put out as they'll bring up the DH in Jose Ramos. Ramos, the shortstop the past two games. And now we'll do the DH tonight. Ramos had two doubles in yesterday's contest for San Jose. As here's the pitch from the left-hander Prusecki, and that is high for a ball, and the count of one ball, no strikes. Michael Prusecki is making his third start in a Fresno uniform. Prusecki is 6'3", 200 pounds, as that pitch is flown foul and out of play. He bats left and throws left. He is 22 years old, born on February 28, 2001. He was born in Hinsdale, Illinois, was a sixth-round draft pick in 2022, pick number 176 by the Rockies out of the University of Louisville. He's in his second professional season as that pitch is outside. The count now to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Persecki, his second start at home. Here's the pitch, and that is a fastball, cold strike 3 on the inner portion of the plate, and Persecki gets Ramos looking. Second strikeout now for the left-hander, and it'll bring up the second baseman, Thomas Gavello. Persecki, 1-0 record, 2.25 ERA. His last time out was on April 20th at Rancho Cucamonga, and at Lone Mart Field, he picked up his first professional win. 5 scoreless innings, allowing 4 hits and 2 walks while striking out 5. As that's a curveball that dances in there, and the count at 1-1. Persecki, 8 innings of work overall this season, 11 strikeouts for the left-hander, an overpowering fastball there, and the count now at 1-2 to Gavello. Gavello, the second baseman tonight. As Persecki looks for a 1-2-3 inning. Here's the 1-2 from Persecki, and it's a curveball, and Gavello fights it off, and the count will remain at 1-2. Persecki in his first start coming on April 13th against Stockton. 3 innings against the Ports, allowing 2 runs, as that pitch is outside, and the count at 2-2. He allowed 3 hits and 1 walk while striking out 6. The Grizzlies are 1-1 in starts made by Persecki. Here's the offering. It's going to plunk Thomas Gavello. It was a curveball that just did not break right there from Persecki. And just like in the first inning for Fresno, San Jose has a 2-out runner thanks to a hit by pitch. And after Persecki threw that, he looked right at himself, and we got a nice little picture of Persecki just not happy with that location of the breaking ball. As we'll now bring up the right fielder and Tanner Otremba. As that pitch is in there for a called strike. And the count at 0-1. Good location against Otremba, who shakes his head in disgust. Otremba, the lone RBI last night for the Giants. Here's the 0-1 to Otremba. And Otremba takes a big hack at a curveball in the zone. Out of the zone. And the count now at 0-2. Otremba, a 293 batting average, no home runs, 7 RBI. Here comes the 0-2 from Persecki, and it's fouled off by Otremba, and the count remained at 0-2, and a lucky fan will get that souvenir ball. Beautiful night here at Chukchansey Park. As Persecki gets ready once again, the runner at first is Gavello. Gavello will stay at first. Here's the pitch, and it's blooped out to right field. It's going to be a tough play. It's going to go foul, and Robbie Martin had a beat on it all the way, but that will land harmlessly into the stands. So the count remains at 0-2 with 2 outs. Here in the top of the second, no score between the Giants and the Grizzlies. The teams have combined for 10 runs over 2 games. Both pitching staffs have been fantastic. Here comes the 0-2. As Persecki comes set, here's the pitch. And it's fouled off again, and Otremba putting a battle in. A curveball there from Persecki. Persecki, 3 pitches, a fastball, curveball, and splitter. Predominantly 2 pitches, though, with the fastball and curveball combo. We've seen a heavy dose of curveballs to Otremba. Here's the pitch, and now a fastball that catches the inner half of the plate. Otremba disgusted, and Persecki picks up the strikeout. We head to the bottom of the second. No score as you're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Valley Live app.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancey Park. It's Don Julio and 21 Seats presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down.
Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office.
Yeah!
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro and 5223.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the second inning, the Grizzlies and the Giants tied at zero as Jesus Bugarin will take on Will Kepner here in the bottom of the second. Thursday night baseball, Tioga Thursday. Here's the pitch from Kepner, and Bugarin fouls that pitch off in the count at 0-1. The Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Chicken Shack for providing tonight's press box food. Chicken Shack has the freshest chicken in the valley. You can have your choice of fingers, wings, salads, wraps, as that's a ground ball. It's going to go to Kepner. Kepner over to first, and Bugarin's retired. 1-3 on the putout. Here's the first baseman, Cole Stillwell. You can have your choice of fingers, wings, salads, wraps, and the famous buffalo chicken fries. There are 6 locations around the Central Valley ready to serve you today. Shack it up your way at the Chicken Shack. And let me tell you, one of my favorite press box meals is Chicken Shack. I had a great meal before tonight's broadcast, so I'm a happy man right here as that pitch is a strike to Cole Stillwell. But here in the bottom of the second, we thank Chicken Shack for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. So second pitch now coming to Cole Stillwell, the first baseman tonight for Fresno, as he looks at a fastball outside. And the count at 1-1. First time we've seen Stillwell in this series. Stillwell riding a 2-game hit streak, the longest for him this season. Here's the pitch from Will Kepner. And that is in there for a called strike. And the count at 1-2. Good location there from Kepner down in the zone. Kepner is 6 feet, 222 pounds. He is 21 years old, born on June 18th, 2001. Here's the 2-2, and that's a check swing, and Stillwell did go around. Tag is applied just as safety precautions for the catcher and Morgan, but Stillwell is a strikeout victim. 2 strikeouts now as we'll bring up the right fielder in Robbie Martin, who made a great catch earlier in the contest. Will Kepner, as we said, born on June 18th, 2001, born in San Jose, California. So literally pitching for the team that he actually went to high school, he was born at, so this was a lot of good memories for him for his first stop in pro baseball. Here's the pitch, and that is swung on a miss by Martin, and the count at 0-1. Kepner was a third-round draft pick by the Giants in the 2022 MLB June Amateur Draft out of Gonzaga University. As here comes the 0-1 to Robbie Martin. And it's a ground ball back to Kepner, and Kepner will throw it over to end the inning. 1-2-3, the Grizzlies go as we head to the top of the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Share of $46,000 every week. And on April 28th, the luckiest cat around will win a share of $47,600 or a new Camaro.
That is one classy chess.
Only at Chuck.
Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the third inning, no score between the Giants and Grizzlies. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And here in the top of the third, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Garrett Frechette will lead things off against the lefty and Michael Persecki. And Persecki, a fastball past the batter for Frechette. They counted 0-1. Frechette to returner to the San Jose lineup. As the 0-1 is a good curveball in there, and the count at 0-2. That curveball dancing across the zone right there. And Frechette, second time we've seen him in this series, but also a returner for San Jose. Frechette, mainly a first baseman, also can play a little bit of the corner outfield positions. Here's the 0-2, and he swings and misses. A curveball, and Frechette had no chance on that one. Fourth strikeout now from Persecki. As we bring up the left fielder, Edison Mora. So now one out in the inning. And let's talk a little bit more about Michael Persecki, the left-hander for Fresno. Here's the pitch and the count 1-0 to Edison Mora, the left fielder tonight. He played at Louisville for 3 seasons, appearing in 35 games, but he only made 4 starts. So Persecki, a relief pitcher back in college. And now, the sixth man in a rotation after being drafted in the sixth round by the Rockies. As that pitch is a called strike, and the count now at 2-1. He compiled a 3-2 record with a 4.36 ERA over 64 innings. As that pitch is fouled off, and the count at 2-2. And so I talked to Persecki a little bit earlier in the season. I asked him, so, you know, you're a relief pitcher, you've been a starter in high school, so would you like more, relieving or starting? As that pitch is outside, and the count now at 3-2. And he said, you know, whatever gets the job done, I will help out the team. But he likes to start because you know your routine, whether you pitch every 5, 6, 7 days. You know when you're going to get your lifts in, when you're going to do your running, when you're going to have your bullpen appearances. And you also kind of know when you're going to chart and do all those little things. So he said he loves to start, and he's happy that the Rockies give him a chance to do so. Here's the 3-2, and it's a high chopper. Tough play in between hop. Mendez had to reach up high, and that's an infield single. I think that's got to be a single right there. That was going to be an impossible play for Mendez. That ball was a high bouncer. And Mendez had to get it on a wicked hop, and it took him high in the air. It almost actually bounced over Mendez at second base. Mendez got the play, tried to get over to first, but the speedster and Mora reaches. So a one-out single, as he'll bring up the center fielder and Carter Howell. The leadoff man is 0-1 today. That's a check back on Mora. The count at 0-0 to Carter Howell. So Persecki, back to his stuff. So, as we said, he was a relief pitcher back in college. Well, prior to that, here's a bunt attempt. Betancourt's going to pick it up. He'll go over to first. It's in time. Mora up to second base on the sack bunt. It goes 2-3 on the sack bunt. Great play from Betancourt getting out of his squat position to throw over to first. So with 2 outs now, here comes the shortstop and Diego Velasquez. Yeah, Betancourt getting out of his squat right there, as you can see on Bally Live and MILB TV. And he does a great job throwing that ball over. Tons of speed right there from Howell. Here's a pitch from Persecki. It's inside. The count at 1-0. I think that was the splitter right there from Persecki. So in 2022, though, Persecki made 26 appearances out of the bullpen for Louisville. He had 11 saves, which were the second most in the ACC, the Atlantic Coast Conference. and tied for seventh most in a single season for Louisville. Here's the pitch. And it's a ground ball, and it's going to be played. Messenger over to first, attack by Stillwell. What a way to end the inning. Skylar Messenger lays out for the out. We head to the bottom of the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball. No score between the Giants and the Grizzlies. You're listening on stream, guys. FreshlyGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Knights of the Galaxy returns to Chukchansi Park on Friday, May 12th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars Night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 12th for Star Wars Night, and may the Force be with you.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the third inning. No score between Fresno and San Jose. Skylar Messenger, who just made a great play at third, will lead things off against the right-hander in Will Kempner. So Messenger to the dish will be 8-9-1 in the Fresno lineup. So Messenger, Mendez, and then Perez. As here's the pitch from Kepner to Messenger. And the sidearm pitch is a ground ball to the second baseman. Gobbled up and thrown over to from Gavella to Frechette. And Messenger is retired. 4-3 on the put. Autos will bring up the second baseman, Luis Mendez. So we were talking about Will Kepner back in the bottom of the second inning. And we said he went to Gonzaga University, a third-round draft pick. Well, Kepner was the second Gonzaga University product drafted, as that pitch is outside. Well, the number one guy that was drafted out of Gonzaga was Gabriel Hughes. That's right, the former Fresno Grizzly, who's currently in High A Spokane. As the pitch is fouled off by Mendez, and the count at 1-1. So Gabriel Hughes, who appeared last year in the postseason for Fresno, him and Kepner were in the same rotation at Gonzaga. And then before Kepner went to Gonzaga, he was a product. As that hits Mendez, and down he goes. Upper part of the back, and Mendez will hustle down to first base. Luckily, that's in a spot where you have a little bit of muscle. It's not a great spot to still get hit in. Probably 94 on the gun there, I think, from Kepner. Mendez down at first. Second hit by pitch now for Fresno. They have not had a hit yet. Both batters are reached by hit by pitches. Mendez looks to be okay, as here comes Andy Perez. As he will take a big hack and fouled off in the count at 0-1. But Kepner went to Valley Christian High School in San Jose, California, before going to Gonzaga. Full name is William McCullough Kepner. Great middle name, McCullough. Here comes the 0-1 from the righty in Kepner. It'll be a check instead on Mendez, who's back safely with a head-first dive. For Kepner, this is his fourth game, all starts, 0-2 record, a 4.50 ERA coming into tonight. 10 innings of work, he struck out 12 batters, as that's a ground ball. It's going to go up the middle. Base hit. Heading from first to third is Mendez. And Andy Perez has the first Fresno hit. The ball back into the infield. And the Grizzlies have something going here in the third. First hit for Fresno as here comes the left fielder, Jake Snyder. One out, first and third, and right now, this is where the Grizzlies want to be in their lineup. You have Snyder who leads California League in average, and if somehow he reaches, you have one of the hottest hitters in all of baseball, Ryan Ritter, coming up after him. So here is Jake Snyder, the 24-year-old outfielder. Here's the pitch from the sidearm, Kepner. And it is chopped foul towards the third base box, and the count at 0-1. Snyder just battling on that pitch. But back to Kepner. 10 innings, 9 hits, 6 runs, 5 earned, 7 walks, and 12 strikeouts over his first 3 starts with San Jose. One appearance against the Grizzlies. Here's the 0-1. It's going to be a check and set on Perez. He's back safely with a head first dive. But as we said, one start against Fresno. He went 3 scoreless innings. Allowed 2 hits and 3 walks while striking out a trio of Fresno batters. As that pitch is outside. The count now at 1-1. And then he had back-to-back losses against Modesto and Inland Empire. In both games allowed 3 runs. In 3 1/3 and 3 2/3. So we'll see how long the right-hander goes tonight. As Snyder swings and misses. Good pitch high in the zone, and the count at 1-2. Snyder not happy with his swing right there, as he'll have to battle here. Against William Kepner, 6 feet, 222 pounds. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled off by Snyder, and the count remains at 1-2. And I know when we were talking about Kepner, the first time the Grizzlies saw him, the guy that reminded me the most of Kepner, which is probably not a favorite among a lot of fans, is Trevor Bauer, who now pitches in Japan. As here's the 1-2 from Kepner. And Snyder takes it high in the count at 2-2. And the reason why I say that is he has kind of a very similar build into Trevor Bauer. Similar haircut, short, dark hair from the back of his black cap. And he has that kind of energy and same ball movement, the same kind of stature getting to the plate. As the 2-2 is inside, and the count now full 3-2. Now, of course, Kepner is a sidearmer. Bauer doesn't throw a sidearm, but has very similar mechanics in terms of how he starts his pitching, how he gets to the plate initially, the weight distribution. Here's the 3-2 from Kepner to Snyder, and there goes the runner, and it's ball 4, and Snyder reaches base. First walk issued by Kepner. Perez took off for second. He's now at second. Mendez the runner at third. And now the bases are juiced for the designated hitter in Ryan Ritter. One out, bases loaded, and the hottest hitter in the Grizzlies lineup to the dish. Ritter, a 12-game hit streak. He was hit by a pitch back in the first inning in the back of the knee. So we'll see what Ritter gets here from Kepner. Nowhere to put Ritter. Here's the first pitch, and it's outside for a ball, and the count at 1-0. Looked like a slider there from Kepner. The Valley Christian High School product in San Jose, California. I'll have to talk to Kepner at some point this week and ask him a little bit about his time at Valley Christian. As the 1-0 is outside, good slider, Ritter. Good hands, though, staying back, and the count at 2-0. Nice crowd here for Tioga Thursday. Two 19.2-ounce drinks for only $10 is the deal here for Tioga Thursday. We have a pass for all season long. You can come enjoy some beer at the ballpark as that pitch is fouled off and the count at 2-1. That went off the mask of Zach Morgan. That never feels good. But again, great crowd tonight as well for Thursday night here at Chukchansey Park. Crowd still coming in and a lot of them enjoying some Grizz City Ale. Grizzly City Ale in the nice purple cans. The count of 2-1 to Ryan Ritter. Bases loaded here in the bottom of the third. No score. Here's the pitch. And Ritter fouls it off. That goes off the netting. And it will go into the crowd. And the count now at 2-2. By the way, right now, we'll keep you updated, but the NFL draft is going on, the first round, and the Seattle Seahawks just made their prediction, or their selection, as that pitch is fouled off by Ridder. And they just took the wide receiver out of Ohio State, Jackson Smith Njigba, who, in my opinion, is the best receiver in the draft class. Here comes the 3-2 from Kepner to Ridder. And it swung on and missed, and Ridder down on strikes. Good location from Kepner, and he gets Ridder swinging. Third strikeout of the inning. And with two outs, here comes the catcher in Bryant Betancourt. Betancourt, a flyout victim back in the first inning. It was a great catch from Edison Mora in left field. Here's the pitch to Betancourt, and he will take a fastball outside and away. And the count at 1-1 and no strikes. So here comes the 1-0 to Betancourt. From Will Kepner, here's the pitch, and it is in there for a called strike. And the count of 1-1 to Bryant Betancourt. And Betancourt giving a little bit of a nod, happy with that location. He's already seen Kepner once as the Giants bullpen starting to stretch out over there. Here's the 1-1 to Betancourt. And it's flown foul, and the count now at 1-2. And Betancourt right on, and he let out a scream as well. He knew he had the pitch he wanted right there. 1-2 two strikes. Two outs here in the bottom of the third. Bases loaded as the Grizzlies look to get on top here against the Giants. Game three of this six-game series. Kepner comes set as the pitch clock down to 5 seconds. Here's the pitch, and Betancourt is hit. That ball's going to get to the backstop. It will score a run. I want to see if they was hit by a pitch or if it was a wild pitch. The way Betancourt is reacting, I believe it should be a hit by pitch. And Betancourt will head down there. So it's the third hit by pitch for Kepner. And it will score a run. And the Grizzlies lead 1-0. Mendez scores. Perez up to third. Snyder is now the runner at second base. So Betancourt an RBI in the worst way possible with a hit by pitch. Never feels good. And the Grizzlies lead 1-0. Here's the pitch now. And that's a high fly ball. Left center field. Way back at the track. And it is off the wall. This is going to score a couple. As Bouguereau into third. The throw is late. And it's a bases clearing triple for Jesus Bouguereau. 4-0 Grizzlies here in the third inning. Jesus Bouguereau clears the bases. Off the bat right there. 99 miles per hour as Dan Runsler, the pitching coach, will go check on Kepner. And all of a sudden, the Grizzlies have a 4-0 lead. A 4-spot here in the third. So let's mark it in the book. Bouguereau the triple. 3 RBIs for him. Betancourt scores from first. Snyder scores from second. Perez scores from third easily. 2 outs now, a runner at third. The Grizzlies only have 2 hits. They now have 4 runs. 3 hit batters now for Kepner as he'll take on Cole Stillwell. And Bouguereau leading from third, dancing away, as that is a good slider in the count at 0-1. So Bouguereau triples his second of the season. It was a fly ball to center fielder Carter Howell. A bases-clearing triple. Here's the pitch, and that is swung on and missed. And Stillwell fooled completely by that slider on his back foot in the count at 0-2. 2 outs here in the third. The Grizzlies lead 4-0 now against San Jose, all with 2 outs now. Just what the doctor ordered here at Chukchansey Park. The Grizzlies have not lost when scoring first this season. Here's the pitch, And Stillwell, high fly, left center field. That ball is down. That will go to the wall. It's an RBI double for Cole Stillwell, and it's 5-0 Fresno. Back-to-back extra bases for the Grizzlies. Bouguereen comes in to score. And just like that, a 5-spot for Fresno. As the Grizzlies have now batted around, here comes Robbie Martin. So Robbie Martin now the 9th batter this inning. Runner at second, still 2 outs. Here's the pitch, and that is an outside fastball in the count at 1-0. Martin grounded out back in the 2nd inning. The Grizzlies batting around here in the 3rd. Stillwell leads from 2nd. What great hitting for Stillwell with 2 strikes, as that's a ground ball to the 2nd baseman, gobbling up Gavello over to 1st. But the Grizzlies, with 2 outs, score 5 runs as they bring every batter to the plate. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights of the galaxy returns to Chukchansi Park on Friday, May 12th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars Night with costume performers, themed jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday night fireworks presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 12th for Star Wars Night, and may the Force be with you.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chukchansi Park. Top of the 4th inning, the Grizzlies out to a 5-0 lead over the San Jose Giants. And Minko Abbott Le Provence Apartment Homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325, as that's a fly ball out to center field. Bouguereen races in. Morgan's retired. It'll go F8 on the put out as here comes Andrew Cachel. Le Provence Apartment Homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Le Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1- and 2-bedroom apartments. Visit their website at leprovenceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. And Minko Abbott Le Provence, we thank them for their partnership here in the top of the 4th. As that's a called strike 3 and Cachel down on strikes. That is now the 5th strikeout here for Prosecki. Quick work of the cleanup hitter for San Jose. And with 2 outs, here's the DH in Jose Ramos. So again, we want to thank Minko Abbott and Le Provence for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Here's the pitch, and it's high for a ball in the count of 1-0. Prosecki back out here in the 4th inning. He has been dealing here for Fresno. Here's the pitch again from the lefty, and it's high. The count now 2-0 to Ramos. We're talking all about Prosecki back in the 3rd inning, as that pitch is inside, and the count now 3-0. Prior to going to Louisville, where he was mainly a reliever, attended Nazareth Academy in LaGrange Park, Illinois, as that's a called strike, the count at 3-1. He was initially selected in the 35th round by the Philadelphia Phillies in the 2019 MLB draft. As that's a high fly ball and it will go foul. And the count now full 3-2. Instead, he chose to go to Louisville over Nebraska, Duke, and Illinois, and the Phillies. Lettered 3 years in baseball and basketball. That is swung on and missed, and that will end the inning. Michael Prosecki has 6 strikeouts through 4 scoreless innings. We had the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancey Park. It's Don Julio and 21 Seats presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down on Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office.
Yeah! Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes DRD Pro wins 5-23.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. We are in the bottom of the fourth inning. The Grizzlies lead the Giants by a score of 5-0. A great, cute act in between innings here at Chuck Chancey Park. And if you've not been to Chuck Chancey Park, boy, are you missing out. New entertainment, a brand new baseball field, and all the amenities and food you could ever think of, plus promos every night that fans of all ages will enjoy. First pitch to Skylar Messenger is a strike from Will Kepner as the left-hander starts to get loose down in the San Jose bullpen. Here comes the pitch from the right-hand Kepner, and that's outside, and the count at 1-1. But as I said, the Grizzlies, they've only played a handful of home games this season, so you have a lot of chances to check out your Grizzlies this year. Promos almost every night for you guys as that pitch is fouled off the count of 1-2. What a Deal Wednesdays, Tioga Thursdays, and a lot of giveaways, a lot of promo events coming up. Chuck Chancey Park, a beautiful ballpark here in downtown Fresno. And I want to tell you guys all about it. Here's the 1-2. That is low to Messenger in the count at 2-2. Let's start with the field in Chuck Chancey Park, 324 down the left field line. You go all the way to left center, and you hit that 385 mark out near the grassy berm and the pool. You continue to go to center field. It's 400 to dead center with the batter's eye right over there. You continue to go down, and then you hit all the way to the right corner. It's 335 feet. That right field line has a 4-foot wall, so that wall has seen plenty of great catches and home runs in that corner as Messenger draws a leadoff walk. That's the second walk by Kepner, as it'll bring up Luis Mendez. But as you saw from our partners at Verge for putting on this broadcast, you saw the dimensions here at Chuck Chancey Park on our Bally Live and MILB TV feed. You see a plethora of, that's a ground ball. It's going to go, as that is bobbled by the second baseman, Gavello. He was trying to go to second. I believe it's a fielder's choice. E4 is what the call is going to be as Mendez reaches. I think I'd put money on that. I think I got that one right. First and second, nobody down, and here's the leadoff hitter in Andy Perez. But you see a plethora of sponsored different adds, that's a ground ball. Kepner, great snag. He goes to short, and that will be a double play. Goes 1-6-3. Kepner to the shortstop in Ramos, or the shortstop in Velasquez, over to first base. Messenger to third. Mendez is now wiped out on the double play. Great job by Kepner fielding his position on the double play. Two outs now as here comes left fielder Jake Snyder. Runner at third. But let's try this again. A lot of signage out on the outfield wall. All of our partners from Chicken Shack, tonight's press box meal. We have Vanjie Logistics, who will be a partner this weekend for Christian Fellowship Night. They're out in right field. Here's the pitch, and that is inside of Snyder. And the count at 1-1. Out in right center field, there's a manual scoreboard. And out in left center field, you have the brand new video board here at Chicchansi Park. Just a year old, and it's still being put into great use. Here's the 1-1, as that's a ground ball. And Kepner fields his position once again. A broken bat, that will end the inning. Kepner gets a round of a couple base runners. Grizzlies, though, still lead 5-0. We're at the top of the fifth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancy Park as Don Julio and 21 Seats presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down on Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancy Park ticket office.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Top of the fifth inning, the Grizzlies lead the Giants by a score of 5-0. Michael Persecki back out for another inning of work. He'll take on Gavello, Otremba, and Frechette in the San Jose lineup. Here's the pitch to Gavello, and he fouls it off. And the count at no balls and one strike. So we're talking promotions prior to that commercial break. Out in left center field, a brand new video board is right near our pool and our grassy berm. It's one of the most used areas as they're checking on Bryant Betancourt, the catcher. He took that foul ball off of him. Justin Wilson, the trainer, and Steve Solis, the manager, checking on their young catcher in Betancourt. But that video board, the berm and everything, it's a great view of this ballpark. We have new stadium lights that joined in 2019. You see the strobe lights. You saw it last night if you were watching the broadcast or if you were at the game itself. After a batter hits a home run, it goes back and forth and it lights up in great colors, and I know the fans love every second of it. We also have new sound system around the ballpark, new audio everywhere, so no matter where you're sitting, you're going to hear the exact same thing, whether you're out in the grassy berm, whether you're behind home plate, whether you're up in the broadcast booth where I'm at, it will sound the exact same as that pitch is fouled off, and the count at 0-2 to Gavello. Here's the 0-2, and it's high, and the count at 1-2. And then this year, for the 25th season of Grizzlies baseball, a brand new playing surface. Beautiful grass. And that's an honor for our 2022 California League Groundskeeper of the Year, David Haciento. And he's done a great job maintaining this grass so far through a couple weeks of the season. That's a high pop-up, drifting to the night sky. It's going to be a tough play. It'll be the second baseman, Mendez, calling everybody off. And he will range back and make the play. Gavello's retired. P4 is he'll bring up the right fielder Tanner Otremba. And besides all the amazing views that Chukchansey Park has to offer, you have great food, great hospitality areas, the suites, the Kodiak Club, a couple of the landings, the pool as that pitch is fouled off. And you can book any of those by giving us a call. You heard Jesse Sanchez on the pregame show, 559-320-4487, or you can also email members@FresnoGrizzlies.com. Come enjoy your next outing, your birthday party at Chukchansey Park. Here's the pitch, and that is a called strike, and the count at 1-2 to Otremba. Otremba struck out in his last at-bat. Besides all the nice little things, you also have a nice promo schedule. Probably the best promo schedule I've seen here at Chukchansey Park in a long time. And let's start with what we have tomorrow night, halfway to Halloween, as that pitch is high to Otremba. And the count now at 2-2. Friday, April 28th, a 6:50 p.m. first pitch. It's halfway Halloween. Trick or treat on the concourse, and kids 12 and under who dress in costume get in for free. We were also told we could dress up in costume. So if you're listening, send me what you think I should wear tomorrow. And now remember, I probably don't have a lot of the outfits you're thinking. As that is a strikeout right there. Goes 2-3 on the putout. Great location there from Prosecchi. And Otremba down on strikes again. Seventh strikeout, 2-3 on the putout. So two outs now in the inning for Garrett Frechette. So two outs. And here's Frechette, and here's the pitch, and it's fouled off, and the count at 0-1. Besides halfway to Halloween, where you can dress up, it's a Grizzlies tote bag giveaway for the first 1,500 fans, thanks to our friends over at Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino. Hi, Chopper. That's over the second baseman, Mendez. Mendez scoops it up and over to first, and that will end the inning. Prosecchi has now retired 8 straight batters. He has 5 scoreless innings. We have the bottom of the fifth. We'll be back with more promos. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro and 5223.
Baseball fans! Introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chukchansey Park. Bottom of the fifth inning, the Grizzlies lead the Giants by a score of 5-0. And we want to thank our partners at Wyndham Hotels and Resorts for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies and minor league baseball. Go to Wyndham Hotels and Resorts website to figure out how to book your next stay. New amenities and new adventure awaits you. Go to Wyndham Hotels and Resorts on their website for more information. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, a proud sponsor of minor league baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies. We're in the bottom of the fifth. We thank Wyndham Hotels and Resorts for being a proud sponsor of your Grizzlies. Here's the pitch to Ryan Ritter. It's inside. The count at 1-1. We have a new pitcher for San Jose. It's the right-hander Miguel Mora, who wears the number 2 on the back of his jersey. Here's the next pitch to Ritter, and he checked swing, but he did go around. And the count now at 1-2. So Mora takes over for Will Kempner, and it was a tough outing for the right-hander in Kempner. 4 innings, 3 hits, 5 runs all earned. He walked 2, struck out 3. He also hit 3 batters. As here's the pitch, and it's a called strike 3, and Ritter down on strikes for the second time. Good location there from the hard-throwing right-hander. 4th strikeout for San Jose pitching. As we have the catcher, Bryant Betancourt. Miguel Mora, this is his 4th game all out of the bullpen. A 1-0 record, 23.14 ERA. Mora, born on November 4th, 2001. Here's the pitch. It's outside. The count at 1-0. He is 6'2", 187 pounds. Signed as an international free agent by the Giants in 2019. He's from Sousa, Dominican Republic. Here's the pitch, and that's a high fly ball, and it's going to drift foul. And the count at 1-1. Last year played in the ACL for the Giants. And now a piggyback roll here on day 3 behind Kempner. Here comes the next pitch from Mora. And it's a ground ball, base hit to left field. Betancourt is on for the second time tonight. He singles there, 3rd hit for Fresno. Or 4th hit for Fresno, excuse me. Yeah, 4 hits. As here comes the center fielder, Jesus Bouguerin. So Fresno now, 5 runs on 4 hits. Bouguerin tripled and had 3 RBIs, a bases clearing triple for him back in the 3rd. Here's the pitch. It is outside, and the count at 1-0. Cole Stillwell has a double, and Andy Perez has a single. So there's your 4 hits for Fresno. They've also have 5 other 3-hit-by-pitches and 2 walks. Here's the pitch, and it is outside, and the count now at 2-0. That ball actually didn't reach the plate from Mora. So count at 2 balls and no strikes. As the right-hander looks in. So we were talking promotions, and we were talking about halfway to Halloween tomorrow night. Here comes the 2-0 from Mora. A check instead on Betancourt. So we said there's a tote bag giveaway presented by Chukchansky Go Resort and Casino. We also have a special appearance by Tyler's Amazing Balancing Act, and I can't wait to see what he balances on his chin tomorrow. There's also Friday night fireworks and community outreach night, as that ball is inside of Bouguerin. The count now at 3-0. That's also presented by our friends at Chukchansky Go Resort and Casino. So you have a little bit of everything. You have a really nice promo and halfway to Halloween. You have a giveaway. You have a special appearance. And you have Friday night fireworks. What more can you ask for? As a 3-0 is cut on and missed by Bouguerin. And the count now at 3-1. And then on Saturdays, you heard in our pregame with Jesse Sanchez, our director of ticket sales, it's Christian Fellowship Night. That is presented by Vangie Logistics and Spirit Radio. As that is swung on and missed, the count now full to Bouguerin. Our pregame concert that will be in the Tulare Plaza starts at 5 p.m. It's by Tadashi, who's actually a rap Christian artist. Very, very cool. So glad he could join us for that. That will start at 5 p.m. in our Tulare Plaza. Your ticket to the concert also gets you into the game and vice versa. As a 3-2 is called strike 3, I'm not so sure about that one, and neither was Bouguerin. He's the 2nd strikeout victim of the inning. As we bring up the first baseman, Cole Stillwell. Runner at first, 2 outs here in the bottom of the 5th. 5-0, Fresno leads San Jose. But that will be Saturday at 6:50 p.m. And then Sunday at 1:05 p.m., it's Pro Wrestling Night. As here comes the pitch from Mora to Stillwell. And that is in there for a strike. And the count at 0-1. So 1:05 for Pro Wrestling Night. We do have a special guest. Mr. Bischoff will be here. You can find out more about the special appearance with a special ticket on our website, FresnoGrizzlies.com/special tickets. So go check out this special ticket and how you can be involved. As the count is 0-2 to Stillwell. So no balls, two strikes, two outs. Here's the pitch. It's inside. The count at 1-2. Again, 1:05 p.m. on that one. But it should be a great night at the ballpark as well. Yeah, Eric Bischoff will be here. Here's the pitch, and that is a high pop-up. Is going to drift to the second baseman in Gavello, and he will make the catch. Grizzlies don't score anything as we head to the top of the sixth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys. FraserGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights of the galaxy returns to Chukchansi Park on Friday, May 12th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, themed jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 12th for Star Wars Night. And may the Force be with you.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chukchansi Park. We're in the top of the sixth. The Grizzlies lead the Giants by a score of 5-0. Game three of this six-game series between California League Northern Division foes. Both teams coming in with a record of 10-7. The Grizzlies are looking for their sixth straight home win. They are also looking to take 5 of 6 to start against these San Jose Giants, as it'll be the 9-hole hitter Edison Mora, as he will swing and foul that pitch off from Michael Prosecki, the count at 0-1. Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is a rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. That pitch by Moore is fouled off in the count at 0-2. And we thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the sixth. Here's a pitch from Prosecki to Mora, and Mora fly ball to right field. That ball's in no man's land, and this time it gets down. Mora sees that. He'll head to second. That ball bounces off a couple Grizzlies fielders, and it's a double for Edison Mora. Mora now 2-for-2. He has both hits tonight for San Jose. As we bring up the leadoff hitter in Carter Howell. Again, we thank Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. So we're talking promotions, and we want to just continue on that a little bit. So again, tomorrow, halfway to Halloween, 6:50 p.m. first pitch, Friday night fireworks, Grizzlies tote bag giveaway, a community outreach night presented by Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino, special appearance from Tyler's Amazing Balancing Act. On Saturday, we have Christian Fellowship Night presented by Vangie Logistics and Spirit Radio. Special pregame concert by Christian rap star Tadashi. And then on Sunday, pro wrestling night. It's also a Save Mart Sunday, and kids run the bases with free ice cream from Producer's Dairy at 1:05 p.m. And we also have a special guest appearance as well. You can get more information on our website, FresnoGrizzlies.com. Ground ball to Messenger over to first. It's in time. And Howell's retired. No advancement from Mora. 5-3. for the first out. As here comes the shortstop, Diego Velasquez. So a great weekend of fun. You heard it on their pregame show with our director of ticket sales, Jesse Sanchez. And later this year, you'll also have Star Wars on May 12th, Star Wars Night. The Grizzlies wearing special uniforms. And let me tell you, they are out of this world. Here's the pitch, and it's swung and a miss by Velasquez, and the count at 0-1. We also have, in the future, Marvel Defenders of the Diamond. We have the Fresno Growers, the Fresno Tigers, the Fresno Tacos, and the Lowriders de Fresno. A lot of fun this year at Chuck Chansey Park. So make sure you come grab your tickets. They're available at FresnoGrizzlies.com. You can also come down to our box office to purchase your tickets. And trust me, tickets are going fast. We want you guys down here. Check out a very good baseball team. Come check out our in-game entertainment. See the best mascot in baseball, Parker T. Bear. And come enjoy some Grizzlies baseball. As that's a line drive to center field. Base hit for Velasquez. Here comes Moore. He's going to stop at third as the throw is perfectly into the cutoff man Stillwell. Runners at the corner with only one out for the catcher, Zach Morgan. Velasquez the single. So Mora to third. Third hit now for San Jose. And here's Morgan. He's 0 for 2 tonight. As the Grizzlies look to keep this at a 5-0 lead here in the top of the sixth. Beautiful night for baseball here at Chuck Chansey Park. Nice Thursday night crowd for Tioga Thursday. Two 19.2-ounce beers for only $10. A deal you cannot beat. As here's the pitch, and it's inside. The count at 1-0. From Michael Prosecki. The Grizzlies and the Giants. Here's the pitch, and it's inside. Good stop by Bencourt. Here comes the runner, though. It is not in time. That ball gets away from Prosecki. It's going to be, I believe, a wild pitch. Velasquez up to second. Scoring the first run is Mora. I believe that's going to be ruled a wild pitch. And the Grizzlies now have given up their first run. The Giants score here. Runner at second, one out to Zach Morgan. And that's the worst way to lose a scoreless outing in Prosecki right there. The count is 2-0 to Zach Morgan. It is a wild pitch according to the official score. So 2-0, here's the pitch, and it's a called strike on the inner half of the plate. And the count at 2 balls and a strike. Now, we talked about the baseball promotions and all the entertainment. Let's talk about the non-baseball promotions and entertainment. On May 20th, Tequila Fest, as that pitch is inside, the count at 3-1. Three amazing artists will be gracing the stage. T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon will be gracing the stage here in downtown Fresno at Chuck Chansey Park. Tequila tastings, food vendors, and more. Get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com or coming down to our box office. Tickets are going fast. And we want to see you at Chuck Chansey Park for Tequila Fest on May 20th. Morgan works a walk here, so now runners at first and second with one out. And here comes the third baseman, Andrew Cachel, as the pitching coach, Mark Brewer, will come out to talk to his young left-hander. But it should be a really fun night on May 20th for Tequila Fest. And I'm very excited that those three artists will be gracing the stage. And then later this year, we'll have the Savannah Bananas in town. We'll give you some more information on that. You can find more information as well about their tour around the United States. I believe around the world, technically, too. And so, that will be in late July. But a lot of events here at Chuck Chansey Park. A lot of different things we want you guys to come check out as well here in downtown Fresno. 5-1 our score here in the top of the sixth inning. The mound visit disperses. So we're in the sixth. First and second, only one out. San Jose putting something together right now. It'll be the third baseman, Andrew Cachel, the Fresno State product. He's 0 for 2 tonight. And here's the pitch against him. And that is outside. And the count at 1-0. One ball, no strikes. As Prosecki comes set. First challenge really tonight for the left-hander. Here's the pitch, and it is a ball outside. And the count at 2-0, just missing out there. Bencourt trying to get a strike there from the home plate umpire in Spencer Kim. It's been a consistent strike zone, I would say, overall for him. As the left-hander starts to get loose down in the Fresno pen. I believe that's Felix Ramirez. It is. That's a ground ball. Could be two. It's going to go 6-4-3. Double play. Perez, Mendez, Stillwell, and Prosecki is out of the jam. We had the bomb the sixth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Knights of the Galaxy returns to Chukchansi Park on Friday, May 12th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars Night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 12th for Star Wars Night, and may the Force be with you.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chukchansi Park. Bottom of the sixth inning, 5-1, Fresno leads San Jose. Robbie Martin will lead things off against the right-hander Miguel Mora, who's back out for his second inning of work. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled off by Martin. The count at no balls and two strikes. And now a right-hander, Sergio Sanchez, starts to get loose down in the Fresno bullpen. It was Felix Ramirez initially, now Sanchez. Pitching coach Mark Brewer walked all the way down to the bullpen. Here's the pitch, and it is called strike three, a perfectly placed off-speed pitch, and that is the first out of the inning as Martin is retired. Third strikeout for Morris. Here comes the third baseman, Skylar Messenger. Messenger 0-for-1 with a walk tonight. And Messenger trying to continue getting some Grizzlies some insurance runs. Here's the pitch from the right-hander in Mora. And Messenger fouls that one down the right field line and out of play. And the count at 0-1. And that was almost dangerous down in the bullpen. Sanchez threw a pitch, and the catcher who was down there tried avoiding getting hit with that ball that was being hit by the batter and Messenger, and that ball almost hit the backup to the catcher. So that was almost a dangerous play overall. Here's the 0-1, and it is a called strike. And the count at 0-2. It's Chukchansi's $600,000 Cruise and Camaro giveaway. Play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday, where you can win a share of $46,000 every week. As a check swing, and he did go around, Messenger out on strikes. Grand finale tomorrow on April 28th, where one winner will drive away in a brand new Chevy Camaro. Only at Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino. And here in the bottom of the sixth. We thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Tomorrow, brand new Chevy Camaro for a lucky winner. That pitch is fouled by Mendez, and the count at 0-1. By the way, Messenger's strikeout was the fourth for Mora. So two outs here in the sixth. As Luis Mendez at the plate. Here comes the 0-1, and that is inside. And the count now at 1-1. To Luis Mendez. He's 0-1 tonight. Mendez batting .294 in this at-bat. An .863 OPS, no home runs, 3 RBI for the 9-hole hitter in Mendez, and that pitch is low. The count at 2-1. Luis Mendez probably has some of the best eyes and hand-eye coordination on this Grizzlies offense. Leads the team in walks. One of the best in all of minor league baseball in walks as a whole, as that pitch is fouled off against Mendez, so the count now at 2-2. If you look at the California League hitters and qualified players, Mendez is tied for second with Cole Young of Modesto. And Visalius Johnson leads with 17 walks, but Mendez tied for second. The Grizzlies all over that leaderboard. Ryan Ritter, Jake Snyder, just to name a few. As that is swung on and missed, and Mendez down on strikes. Mora, 5 strikeouts through 2 scoreless innings. We head the 7th. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FraserGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro and 5223.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancey Park as Don Julio and 21 Seats presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down on Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the seventh inning, the Grizzlies lead the Giants by a score of 5-1. Sergio Sanchez in a pitch for Fresno, so that ends the evening for lefty Michael Persecki, and boy, was it a good one. 6 innings of one-run baseball. Persecki allowed 3 hits and 1 walk. He also hit a batter, and he struck out 7. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander, Sergio Sanchez, and it's in there for his strike. The count at 0-1 to Jose Ramos. Sergio Sanchez is 6 feet, 180 pounds. He wears number 30 on the back of his jersey, as that pitch is fouled off, and the count at 0-2. Sanchez bats right and throws right. He's 22 years old, born on January 13, 2001. He's from San Cristobal, Dominican Republic. Here's the pitch, and it's inside. And count at 1-2. And Sanchez signed as an international free agent in 2018 by the Rockies. Out of the Dominican, as that pitch is low, and the count at 2-2. For Sanchez this year, it's been a little bit of a rocky start for the right-hander. 0-1 record, a 4.50 ERA, as that is called strike 3, and Ramos down on strikes. He is 0-3 with 3 punch-outs now, as we bring up the second baseman, Thomas Gavello. So Sanchez 0-1, 4.50 ERA. This is his 6th game on the bump, all out of the bullpen. The team is 2-3 when he pitches. 8 innings pitched, 8 hits, 4 runs all earned. He's walked 6 and struck out 9. Batters, left-handed batters are batting 333 against him, and he takes on Gavello here. The count at 0-1. Here's the next pitch against Gavello, and he fouls it off, and the count now at 0-2. Sanchez, 1-8 returners to the Fresno roster from last year. Led the team in appearances, was 8-3, a very good ERA. He had such a good year that he was voted the Pitcher of the Year by the Grizzlies front office, winning a nice award. Here comes the 0-2 from Sanchez, and it's high, and the count now at 1-2. And Sanchez sporting a nice little red glove for him. Here's the pitch, and that is fouled off, and Betancourt got hit again. Man, he has taken a beating back there behind the dish, and it's easily the toughest position to play. Because you're in on every play, you don't really get a breather, you're in a tough spot, you're catching guys that throw 95-plus that have breaking balls that literally will take your socks off. Here's the 1-2, and that is high, and the count at 2-2. And you take foul balls off of you, and you have to make play after play. Very tough to do. Here's the pitch, and it's inside. And the count now at 3-2. Here's the next pitch from Sanchez, and that's a high fly ball right field. That ball is gone. Off the bat of Thomas Gavello, and now it's 5-2 as Sanchez watches Gavello trot around the bases. Gavello's third home run of the season. That ball got out of here in a hurry. And the Giants have now scored in back-to-back innings. And Sanchez's first home run allowed is to bring up the right fielder, Tanner Otremba. Here's the pitch, and it hits Tremba. We've had 5 hit batters tonight as Sanchez hits Otremba. And here comes the first baseman, Garrett Frechette. So here's the pitch from Sanchez now to Frechette. And that is in the dirt. Good stop from the catcher, Betancourt. And count at 1-0. And now a mound visit from pitching coach Mark Brewer. Left-hander Felix Ramirez back in the bullpen. Well, we have a quick mound visit. Let's go through the scores around the California League. We have 3 games in action tonight. Let's start in the game in John Thurman Field in Modesto. The Nuts lead the Ports by a score of 1-0 in the top of the 6th inning. One out, a 0-2 count currently on the hitter in the top of the 6th. So the Nuts looking for another win against Stockton. Modesto tied with the Grizzlies and the Giants for first place in the California League Northern Division standings. So keep an eye on that one. Let's head over to Inland Empire where the Quakes lead the 66ers 2-1 in the bottom of the 7th. Rancho Cucamonga keeps winning. They've won now 4 in a row. And the Quakes trying to win again tonight in a low-scoring affair. And then over in Visalia, Lake Elsinore all over the Rawhides. That's a high fly ball. Center field. Bougarin races back at the wall. He will reach up, and he will make the catch as he bangs into the wall. Part of that wall has now come apart for the second out. What a catch as Frechette gave that ball a ride. F8. And with 2 outs now, here comes the left fielder and Edison Mora. Mora 2-for-2, a double and a run. As Steve Solis is going to go talk about that wall that is now out there in right center field. And they're also making sure that Bougarin's okay. He is okay. I think that wall is still displaced, though, out in right center. But anyway, back to it. The Rawhide Yeah, as we see on the TV, it's a little bit off-center, and I hope that our grounds crew can fix it in between innings. Finally, yeah, so out in the Rawhide Trail, the Lake Elsinore Storm 8-1. The Storm looking to continue their dominance over the Rawhide, 8-1 in the sixth in that contest. So those are scores around the California League. Here's the pitch, and it's a good breaking ball, but misses inside. The count at 2-0. 5-2 our score here in the top of the seventh. The Grizzlies lead the Giants. Another barn burner of a game. The Grizzlies will have the top of the lineup in the bottom half of the inning as that pitch is low. The count now at 3-0. As the left-hander Ramirez is, I think, ready to go. I think that's Ramirez. It is. Here's the 3-0, and that is ball four, and Mora has now reached three times tonight. Up to second goes Otremba. And here comes the center fielder, Carter Howell, and that looks to do it for Sergio Sanchez. All right, left-hander Felix Ramirez will head into the game. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball. Quick commercial break. We'll be back right after this. New Grizzlies pitcher, you're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Jedi. One of the biggest nights of the galaxy returns to Chukchansi Park on Friday, May 12th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, themed jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday night fireworks presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 12th for Star Wars night, and may the Force be with you.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the seventh inning, still in the seventh inning. New pitcher for the Grizzlies is left-hander. The sidearmer, Felix Ramirez, takes the bump now. Sergio Sanchez leaves after two-thirds of an inning. Runners at first and second, two outs. As Ramirez looks to get out of this jam, here's the pitch, and it is a fastball inside, called a strike. The count at 0-1 to Carter Howell. Felix Ramirez is 6'4", 175 pounds, 23 years old from Sabana de la Mar, Dominican Republic. He signed as an international free agent in 2017, and the sidearm lefty quickly ahead 0-2 to Carter Howell. Here's the pitch, and that is a great spot, but he did not go around. The count at 1-2. For Ramirez, this is his sixth game all out of the bullpen. No record, a 1.42 ERA. Only one earned run over 6 1/3. It struck out 11 batters. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and missed. Make that 12 batters this year for Felix Ramirez. All right, stretch time here at Chukchansi Park. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro, wins 5/23.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights of the galaxy returns to Chachansi Park on Friday, May 12th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday night fireworks presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 12th for Star Wars night. And may the Force be with you.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the seventh inning, the Grizzlies lead the Giants 5-2. Andy Perez will lead things off. He's 1-for-3 tonight. Here's the pitch from Mora, and it's inside. And the count at 1-0. The Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Chicken Shack for providing tonight's press box food. Chicken Shack has the freshest chicken, as that's a ground ball. Base hit to right field. Perez has a two-hit game. He is going to try to go to second. He will put on the brakes and head back to first. Perez 2-for-4 now, and a leadoff single, a big one. First one that Mora has allowed since the second batter he faced back in the fifth inning. And he'll bring up the left fielder, Jake Snyder. But again, the Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Chicken Shack for providing tonight's press box food. Chicken Shack has the freshest chicken in the valley. You can have your choice of fingers, wings, salads, wraps, and the famous buffalo chicken fries. There are 6 locations around the Central Valley ready to serve you today. Shack it up your way at the Chicken Shack. Here in the bottom of the seventh, we thank Chicken Shack for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Counting is 1-0 to Jake Snyder. Here comes the pitch, and there goes Perez. As Snyder line drive to left field. That's going to be caught, and Perez now has to hustle back to first. Here's the throw, and it's a perfect one by the left fielder in Mora. Mora has now made 2 fantastic plays in left field. He's reached base 3 times. He has really carried the Giants tonight. And unfortunately for Snyder, had good piece of hitting right there, but unfortunately, Perez was caught after he tried stealing second base. So it is a double play. Goes L7 and then 7-3 on the double play. So 2 outs now. As here's the DH, Ryan Ritter. Ritter, his hit streak possibly could end right here if he doesn't get on base. A 12-game hit streak for Ryan Ritter. As here's the pitch from Mora. And it's fouled off. And the count now at 1-1. Against Ryan Ritter. Ritter, 5 home runs on the year. Has a 934 OPS. Here's the pitch. And that is outside. And the count at 2-1. And Ritter was a 4th round draft pick by the Rockies in 2022 at the University of Kentucky. As here comes the 2-1. And Ritter was known for his defense, but so far the bat has been shining here early on in the season. As there's a right-hander down in the Grizzlies' bullpen. As here comes the pitch, and that is inside, and Ritter will draw the walk. It's not a hit, so the hit streak is still possibly in play, but Ritter's now reached for the second time. It is a walk for him. Third walk now for Fresno. And with 2 outs, here comes the catcher, Bryant Betancourt. Betancourt, 1-for-2. An RBI back in the 3rd inning. He's been hit by a pitch tonight. He's taken a couple pitches off his mask and off his body at the plate. So he'll need an ice bath and get checked on by the trainer, Justin Wilson, after the game. And maybe we'll get an off day tomorrow, but the right-hander Jordy Vargas, who Betancourt and Vargas work very well together. So Betancourt may be the catcher tomorrow. Even after the taking he's had tonight is that's a check on Ritter. Ritter back safely. Ritter a couple stolen bases on the young season. So count 1-0. As Ritter takes his lead. And here's the pitch. And that is low. And the count is at 1-1. The Grizzlies lead the Giants 5-2 here in the bottom of the seventh. Grizzlies looking for their sixth straight home win. And their third straight against these Giants. Here's the 2-0, and that is outside, but it's called a strike. And the count at 2-1. I didn't like that call right there. So the count now at 2-1, and Bencourt now just going to try to find a pitch to drive here. Got robbed of a fly ball back in the first inning by the left fielder Mora. As that's a ground ball past the first baseman. Base hit. Ritter around second. He heads to third. Bencourt will hustle to second. Ritter does not stop. Here's the play at the plate. It is safe. Ritter gets in. Oh, he got under the tag. Grizzlies lead 6-2. Ritter did not stop running from that play. Bencourt did not stop. It's a double for Bencourt. And Ritter scores on the play. Steve Solis saw where that ball was going, and the third base coach and manager sent his young shortstop. As here comes Jesus Bugarin. It's an RBI double officially, as that pitch is high and the count at 1-0. So Ritter did not stop running all the way from first. Most plays like that, he goes first to third. But Ritter, after the ball was being thrown in second, just took off for the plate and he got in under the tag from the catcher in Morgan. And I thought he was a sitting duck initially. Here's the 3-0 now to Bugarin. And he takes a big hack and comes up empty. Bugarin tonight is 1-for-3. 3 RBIs on a bases-clearing triple back in the third. Fresno put up a 5 spot in the third. And now an insurance run here in the seventh. 2 outs and a runner at second as that pitch is outside. It wasn't 3-0 initially. They had it wrong on the scoreboard. So the count is actually 2-0. I think they still had the count against Bencourt. So Bugarin now, still up in the count. We'll see what he gets here from the righty in Mora. And it's outside. The count now at 3-1. There is action in the San Jose bullpen. It looks like a right-hander. A right-hander also in the Grizzlies' pen. I believe that's Carlos Torres or either Tyler Hoffman. I can't tell from my initial point of view. Here's the 3-1, and that is fouled off at the plate. The count now full. And it's the right-hander Tyler Hoffman in the pen for Fresno. The Tulane product as he gets ready to come in here. 3-2. Here's the pitch, and that's a high pop-up. Is it going to stay in play? Morgan, the catcher, loses his mask and makes the catch to end the inning. An RBI double from Brian Bencourt and a great run from Ryan Ritter. We head to the eighth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights of the galaxy returns to Chachansi Park on Friday, May 12th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, themed jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday night fireworks presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 12th for Star Wars night. And may the Force be with you.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to Chukchansey Park here in downtown Fresno. As the first pitch from Tyler Hoffman to Diego Velasquez is fouled off. The count at 0-1. Hoffman, the fourth pitcher for Fresno, third out of the bullpen. As he replaces Felix Ramirez, who works one-third of an inning, struck out the only batter he faced. For Hoffman, a 1-0 record, a 6.35 ERA. As that pitch is outside, the count at 1-1. Hoffman wears number 11 on the back of his jersey, 6 feet, 182 pounds, 23 years old from Mobile, Alabama. A hard-throwing right-hander, here's the pitch, and that is fouled off at the plate. The count at 1-2. Hoffman was a 17th-round draft pick in 2022 by the Rockies out of Tulane University. A good amount of American Athletic players on this roster. Connor Stain, the pitcher on Saturday, a UCF product. As Hoffman comes set, here comes the 1-2 offering. And it's fouled off. You also have the Grizzlies closer, Zach Agnos, who went to East Carolina. So a couple guys there. And speaking of East Carolina, the Giants made a roster move today. Left-handed pitcher, starter, Carson Wisenhunt, assigned to High A, Eugene. Here comes the pitch, and it's fouled off in the same spot again. And the count remains at 1-2. So congratulations to Wisenhunt getting called up for San Jose. Pitched four scoreless innings on Tuesday against these Grizzlies. So he will now work in the Eugene rotation most likely. Here's the 1-2, and it's high. And the count now at 2-2 from the righty and Tyler Hoffman. We have tonight's attendance, 2,166, 2,166. As that pitch is low, the count now 2-2. Grizzlies lead the Giants by a score of 6-2. Here in the top of the eighth, as that pitch is fouled off again, and a good battle here between Hoffman and Velasquez. Hoffman has three pitches, a fastball, a slider, and a changeup. Fastball gets into the upper 90s. Here's the pitch, and it's a fly ball to left field. Snyder drifts over towards the left field foul line, and he will make the catch. Snyder, tough ball, but he makes room for it for the first out, as here comes the catcher, Zach Morgan. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote, or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And here in the top of the eighth, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Here's the pitch from Hoffman. It's a chopper. It's going to be to the shortstop, Perez. Perez coming hard, and he will make the play. Second out of the inning is a good charge right there from Perez. So with two outs now, we'll bring up the third baseman, Andrew Cachel. 0 for 3, he was a double play victim back in the sixth inning. Hoffman, this is his fifth game out of the bullpen as well, by the way. 0 for 1 on save opportunities for him. Really good kid as well. Comes the first pitch from Hoffman. And it's way outside in the count at 1-0, no strikes. I think that fastball got away from him. 95 on the gun there. So count at 1-0. Some new baseballs for the home plate umpire. Hoffman comes set, and the baseball now to the field, and they're going to play it anyway. And it's a high pop-up. And Hoffman, or is it going to be Stillwell? It's going to be Stillwell, the first baseman, calling everyone off, and he will make the catch. And Jeremiah Knuckstead going down towards the umpire. He wanted time on that as that ball got away from the bullpen. It seems to be a new pitcher for San Jose. Grizzlies lead 6-2. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancey Park. It's Don Julio and 21 Seats presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down on Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom the eighth inning, the Grizzlies lead the Giants by a score of 6-2. Cole Stillwell will take on the new San Jose pitcher, right-hander Julio Rodriguez. Here's the pitch from the righty, and it's outside. The count of 1-0. Julio Rodriguez now into the game, and a hard-throwing right-hander. Rodriguez wears number 54 on the back of his jersey. Born February 10th, 2000. He is 6'3", 180 pounds. Here's the pitch, and Stillwell takes a big hack. The count now at 1-1. Rodriguez signed as an international free agent in 2018. He's from Santa Cruz del Sur, Cuba. An 0-1 record, a 9.00 ERA. Four innings of work. He's allowed four runs. He struck out five and has only walked one. This is his fifth game as well. For the righty in Julio Rodriguez, a returner to San Jose's bullpen, a very good arm, good lively arm. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled off, and the count is at 1-2. It was a pitch timer violation, by the way, so that is why it's 1-2. Stillwell was not ready. So the count at 1-2. Stay tuned for the post-game show. Here's the pitch to Stillwell. It's inside. The count at 2-2. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll have a wrap-up of tonight's action and what to expect tomorrow. Friday night baseball, halfway to Halloween. A lot of good things on the plate and scheduled for tomorrow. Here's the pitch. It's a ground ball to the third baseman. A big throw over from Cachel, and Stillwell's retired. 5-3 on the put out. Is Stillwell now 1-4? RBI double for him. As here comes the right fielder in Robbie Martin. Martin 0-3 tonight as there's action back in the Grizzlies bullpen. And it looks like it's the right-hander Bryce McGowan with the closer Zach Agnos working back-to-back nights. Looks like he will get the off night. And here's Robbie Martin with one out in the eighth. As that is swung on and missed, the count at 0-1. It's Chuck Chancey's $600,000 Cruising Camaro giveaway. Play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $46,000 every week. Grand finales tomorrow, April 28th, where one winner will drive away in a brand new Chevy Camaro. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. Here in the bottom of the eighth, we thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Martin swings and misses, and the count now at 1-2. I'd like to give a shout-out to Tomas listening here in Fresno, California. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Count is at 1-2 to Robbie Martin. Here's the pitch, and it's a ground ball to the shortstop. Velasquez over to first, and Martin's retired. 6-3 as he'll bring up the third baseman is Skylar Messenger. And tonight, I know we said a little bit early in the broadcast, but let's bring it up a little bit. Tonight's the NFL draft. The first round is tonight, rounds 2 and 3 tomorrow, and then the third round on Sunday. So two outs in the inning. Here's the pitch, and it is in there for a strike, and the count at 0-1. And tonight's number one overall pick was Alabama quarterback Bryce Young went to the Carolina Panthers. He was probably the overwhelming favorite to go number one overall. As that swung and a miss by Messenger, the count at 0-2. And I know that Grizzlies left-handed pitcher Carson Skipper probably not happy there. Skipper, product of Auburn, so seeing the rivals going number one overall. And Bryce Young. But not a surprise. Here's the pitch, and Messenger fouls it off. The count remains at 0-2. And I thank my little brother for sending me notifications of who got drafted everywhere tonight. C.J. Stroud, the Ohio State quarterback, went number 2 to the Houston Texans. Will Anderson Jr. went number 3 overall. Anthony Richardson, the quarterback for Florida, went number 4 to Indianapolis. Devin Witherspoon went to Seattle at number 5. Paris Johnson Jr. went to Arizona at 6, who traded up to get him, the offensive lineman. As that is swung on and missed, and Messenger down on strikes. Grizzlies lead 6-2 as we head to the ninth inning. They're 3 outs away from their 6th straight home win. Come on back and find out if they can do so. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes DRD Pro wins 5-23.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancey Park. It's Don Julio and 21 Seats presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down on Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the ninth inning, the Grizzlies lead the Giants by a score of 6-2. New pitcher for Fresno is the right-hander, Bryce McGowan. As McGowan, this is not a save opportunity, but he will get some work here. He's the fifth Grizzlies pitcher, fourth out of the bullpen. For McGowan, this is seventh game out of the bullpen. No record, a 1.23 ERA. One save and one opportunity for him. He has struck out 9 over 7 1/3, a returner on this Grizzlies staff. As the first pitch is flown foul, and the count at no balls and a strike. To Jose Ramos, who's 0 for 3. McGowan comes set. Here's the pitch, and that is chopped right in front of the play. It's going to be a tough play. Bencourt goes over, and he makes it! What a play from Bencourt! He spins 180, and he makes a perfect throw over to first base to make the out. Ramos was beat by his step. It goes 2-3 on the putout, and here comes the second baseman, Thomas Gavella. What a play from the catcher in Bencourt. Man, we've seen him make a couple really good defensive plays. McGowan is 6'1", 205 pounds. He's from Cary, North Carolina, 23 years old. An 18th round draft pick in 2021 out of Charlotte. So stayed at home to play ball for the 49ers. Charlotte's becoming a powerhouse in all sports, part of Conference USA. Here's the pitch, and that is fouled off. And the count at 0-2. Bryce McGowan, one of my favorite guys. And when we go on road trips, McGowan and I will sit usually right near each other on the bus, and we'll talk a little bit about different things. And the bus trip back from Rancho, he was on TikTok the whole time. As that pitch is outside. And the count now at 1-2. And he said, yeah, you know, the girlfriend sends me a lot of TikToks, and I just kind of watch him and bat my eyes, but he goes, that's how I kind of spend my free time. It's nice to get away from the baseball side of things. That's a swing and a miss. Bencourt down to first. Stillwell will tag the bag in time for the out. Gavello's retired, but he ran hard out of the box. So it's a strikeout, 2-3 on the putout. Two outs now, as here's the right fielder, Tanner Otremba. And the Giants are down to their last strike. Fresno struck out 10 tonight, by the way. Two outs now in the ninth. And here's Otremba, 0-2. And that is a beautiful off-speed pitch in there for a strike. And the count at 0-1. Here comes the next pitch from McGowan, and it's outside. And the count at 1-1. So 1-1, 2 outs. Here's the pitch from McGowan, and it's high. And the count now at 2-1. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's contest and what to expect tomorrow. Good crowd on hand, too, as well, as that pitch is low. And the count now at 3-1. The Grizzlies lead 6-2. McGowan comes set. Here's the pitch. And it's low, 4, and a chance still for San Jose. As here comes Garrett Frechette with 2 outs. It's a walk over to Otremba. He's reached base now twice. And here is the first baseman in Garrett Frechette. McGowan at 1.13 ERA now. Been lights out this year. Last year with Fresno, appeared in a good amount of games out of the bullpen. Finished with a 2-0 record and ERA a little bit higher than he wanted, but back here and has been a big part of this Grizzlies bullpen, a revamped staff. Comes the 0-1 of Frechette, and the fastball grooves in there. The count now at 0-2, and the Giants are down to their last strike. Grizzlies, as the fans get on their feet, they get ready. No balls, 2 strikes. McGowan looks in as time is called from Frechette. his only time he gets at the plate. He's back in the box as McGowan comes set around the belt. And here's the 0-2. And it's a fly ball to left field. Jake Snyder is over there. He will reach up and make the catch. Your Grizzlies win tonight by a final of 6-2. They have won 6 straight home games, and your Grizzlies are victorious over the Giants. Stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's win and what to expect tomorrow. We'll be right back right here on stream, guys. FraserGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Well, there was our player of the game, Michael Prosecki, as your Grizzlies win by a score of 6-2. Welcome back to the broadcast booth here in downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Your Fresno Grizzlies are victorious by a final score of 6-2 over the San Jose Giants. Let's go through the final lines here tonight. The Grizzlies improved to 11-7. They had 6 runs on 6 hits, no errors. They left 5 on base. While San Jose, 2 runs on 4 hits, 1 error. They left 6 on base. The Giants now at 10-8. The Grizzlies now 11-7. The Grizzlies are now possibly tied for first place. As long as Modesto loses to Stockton, they'll have sole possession. If not, they'll be tied with the Modesto Nuts for first place. But the Grizzlies win by a final score of 6-2. The winning pitcher is Michael Prosecki, our player of the game. He is now 2-0. The loss to Kempner, he is now 0-3. No save. Time of the game, 2 hours and 8 minutes in front of a paid crowd of 2,166. A great Thursday crowd for Tioga Thursday. The Grizzlies win 6-2. Let's give you a rundown of tonight's actions. And the Grizzlies scored 5 runs in the third inning. That was highlighted by a bases-clearing triple from Jesus Bugarin and an RBI double from Cole Stillwell. And also we had an RBI hit-by-pitch to Bryant Bettencourt in that inning. Perez, Snyder, Bettencourt, Bugarin, and Mendez all scoring in that frame. The Grizzlies brought 9 batters to the plate. The Grizzlies score 5 runs in the third. But San Jose started making a comeback. A run in the sixth and a run in the seventh. A home run from Gavello in the seventh. And it was a wild pitch that scored Edison Mora in the sixth inning. So a wild pitch and a home run the two runs for San Jose, but the Grizzlies stayed on top of it, scoring another run, an RBI double from Bryant Benincourt, scoring Ryan Ritter, who scored all the way from first base. So the Grizzlies win 6-2. Unfortunately, though, Ritter's 12-game hit streak comes to an end tonight, but the man reached base twice, did score a run as well. The pitching-wise, though, the Grizzlies, Michael Perseki, 6 innings of one-run ball, allowed 3 hits, walked 1 batter, and struck out 7. Then it was Sergio Sanchez and Felix Ramirez, who combined for 1 inning of work. Ramirez struck out the only batter he faced in the 7th inning. Tyler Hoffman had a clean 8th inning. And then Bryce McGowan, he had a clean 9th inning. He finished up the game tonight. So Ramirez, Hoffman, McGowan, all scoreless outings for them out of the pen. While on the other side for San Jose, Kepner allowed 5 runs over 4 innings of work. He hit 3 batters. That was really the difference maker for him. And then 2 extra base hits off the bat, of course, as well from the center fielder in Bugarin and the first baseman in Cole Stillwell. Miguel Mora, 3 innings of 1-run ball. He allowed 3 hits but struck out 5. Julio Rodriguez, a clean 8th inning for San Jose. So the final score is 6-2. Fresno now improves to 11-7. And that brings us to tomorrow night, Friday Night Baseball, Game 4 of this 6-game series. The Grizzlies look to continue their winning ways and possibly win their 7th straight game. The Grizzlies now improve to 38-28 against the Giants in the regular season. They've won now 40 games against the San Jose Giants over 3 seasons. And tomorrow night, Friday Night Baseball, will be a good pitching matchup. San Jose will go to the right-hander. And Jerome Maldonado, no record, an 8.31 ERA, so the right-hander gets the ball. And he'll take on Fresno right-hander and their ace, Jordy Vargas, a 1-0 record, a 4.80 ERA. 6:50 p.m. first pitch, but we recommend you get here early, and here's why. It is halfway to Halloween. Kids 12 and under get in for free. They'll be trick-or-treating along the concourse all night, so if you don't get a Grizzlies tote bag giveaway for the first 1,500 fans presented by Chachansky Gold Resort and Casino. Make sure you're bringing your own candy bag to get all the goodies around the concourse. That will be a lot of fun. It's a community outreach night presented by Chachansky Gold Resort and Casino as well. Friday night fireworks. We have a special appearance by Tyler's Amazing Balancing Act. So halfway to Halloween is tomorrow's promotion. That will be a lot of fun here at Chachansky Park. Again, a 6:50 p.m. first pitch. It'll be Jerome Maldonado against right-hand pitcher Jordy Vargas. All right, our final score tonight, the Grizzlies defeat the Giants by a score of 6-2. The Grizzlies have now won the first 3 games of this series. They improved to 11-7, now tied at least for first place in the California League Northern Division. However you're listening, and wherever you're listening tonight, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app. My name is Steven Rice. Have a great rest of your Thursday night. Have a blessed night. We will see you tomorrow for Grizzlies baseball. Our final score, the Grizzlies beat the Giants 6-2. I'm Steven Rice. Have a great blessed night. I'm signing off.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.